you know, when you are one of those volunteers, perhaps it's easy to think, well, you know, how much difference am I making? I'm doing my 3 hours a week in this one little place, but it's such a big country. How can I help? You have to remind yourself that if everyone does the same thing, you know, you work in your backyard and I work in my backyard and the guy across the street is doing his thing and the guy in the next county over is doing his thing, that aggregates together into a mighty river of effort, and it really does change the world. And you're right, our volunteers are tremendously important. That, you know, it isn't just a matter of being helping hands or being there when needed. That's obviously important, the simple grunt labor and effort involved. But in addition, what often happens with charity that rarely happens in government helping programs is that you have a human connection. You have a relationship that builds up. You have a friendship. You have some trust. You have some mentoring. You have some human kindness. You have some moral lessons transferred that makes a difference in the recipient's life. And as I say, it's very hard, almost impossible to do that in government programs. It's unconstitutional half the time. But in private philanthropy, it's very common, and it's often what really changes a heart or a behavior pattern that has been destructive. So it really is a bigger than it even seems at first glance.
There is something so key about developing those personal relationships with people in need. And as you said, mentoring and coming alongside them, encouraging them, makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, Mother Teresa used to say, I never think about groups. I think about individuals. And, you know, that's really true about most good philanthropy. And it's not just a matter of preference. It's you have a different prescription. You have a different approach when you look hard at a real person as opposed to saying, well, oh, that's a recently released prisoner and he needs X, Y, and Z, or that's a welfare mom and she needs A, B, and C. Instead of that kind of, you know, grand, broad brush thinking, you approach person as an individual and you look at what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. You tend to have a different set of prescriptions. And that is what makes real grassroots case by case philanthropy so much more effective in many cases than, the more anonymous help of just writing a check. Mm-hmm. And you can get into all kinds of examples, the Salvation Army, you know, Goodwill, Habitat for Humanity. Those kinds of charities are extraordinarily effective. Most of those are at the top of their class in terms of helping people with substance abuse problems, helping people with job skill problems, helping people with disabilities. Why are they at the top of their class? Basically because, as I say, they approach people as individuals. They look closely at their character, at their specific needs. They don't give them the things that would be destructive for them. They do give them the things that they really need. And it is a real, you know, problem-solving method.